Alabama head coach Nick Saban wasted no time in singing the praises of quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't think he's ever been in my office one time the whole time he's been here for anything but something that's positive in terms of helping him or, you know, helping the rest of our program.
During Saban's comments, the focus of a lot of the cameras in the room was just to his right. That's where Tagovailoa sat without the crutch he'd been leaning on for much of the time since hip surgery in Houston. After Saban's comments on the quarterback's good character, it was Tua's turn.
With lots of prayers, thoughts, and guidance, I have decided that I will be declaring and entering the 2020 NFL draft.
Those dozen or so words were what the assembled press and much of the college football world was there to hear. And Tagovailoa says the decision wasn't an easy one to make.
I mean, it's been tough. You know, I have been going back and forth, you know, because, I mean, some things make sense, some others don't. I mean, I just had to factor in a lot of things, you know, as to why I should either stay or why I should leave.
And the feelings of his teammates, coaches, and his family weren't the only thing Tagovailoa was considering. The University of Alabama juniors spent a lot of time talking with NFL general managers, one of whom might be his future boss. Tagovailoa says one question kept coming up.
Okay, are we going to take a chance on this guy, or would he be able to, you know, possibly do a pro day before, you know, before the draft and whatnot? And really the biggest thing they want to do is just see that we can, you know, move and we can just be back to how we were playing.
Gain of 8, first down, Alabama.
This isn't the first time Tua Tagovailoa has made headlines. He was a freshman when he came out of the shadow of Jalen Hurts. He was the starting quarterback during Alabama's 2018 national championship game against Georgia, at least for the first half. Coach Saban talked about it during the post-game presser.
I just didn't feel like we could run the ball well enough, and I thought Tua would give us a better chance and a spark, which he certainly did.
That spark included a pass in overtime that became known as the Tua Bomb. The throw to freshman wide receiver Devontae Smith sealed the Tide's victory and the title. But to paraphrase Coach Saban, the trip from the penthouse to the doghouse can come quickly.
First and 10 at the Clemson 27.
Tagovailoa led the Tide against the Clemson Tigers for the 2019 title in San Jose. It appeared little more than a rout, with Clemson thrashing Alabama 44-16. Tua sat with his head hung low during that postgame presser until it was his turn to speak.
We had a great season, but five words: good is not good enough. We didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. We didn't do the things we needed to do to execute and be successful in this game, and that's all it is.
And for fans of the Crimson Tide who thought it couldn't get worse than that, this happened last November.
Molly is standing by. She's got the very latest on Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Steve, you saw it. Tua Tagovailoa was carted back to the locker room. He was screaming in pain as medical training staff had to pick him up and carry him off the cart. He is going for x-rays right now, and the first report is that it is his right hip, not his right ankle, that's injured.
Alabama was playing an away game against Mississippi State when two Bulldog defenders took Tagovailoa down hard.
And we believe that is Tua Tagovailoa behind the Mississippi State sign there, being shielded on his way out, likely into the ambulance and out of the stadium.
During the Tuscaloosa press conference announcing his decision to enter the draft, even Tagovailoa was philosophical about it all.
You know, I'd say it's been a roller coaster because I've got to see the spectrum of both sides, having a lot of success, you know, winning a national championship, losing a national championship, going through adversity, you know, coming back from it, continuing to go through it. So it's just been, you know, a mixture of emotions.
And Tagovailoa might not be the last Tide player to say his farewells this year. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy and offensive tackle Jedrick Wells announced their intentions over the weekend to enter the draft. Coach Saban hinted that two more players might be making similar decisions in the near future. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.